Just a few conclusions that we came out in the halachot this morning, like about covering one's hair. So the first discussion we saw that Maran in Resh Vav, or Maran in Sadi Aleph actually, writes that a person when he makes a beracha should have his hair covered. The Rambam clearly writes that when a person prays, he has to have his head covered. Question is, if the avad b'shogeg, let's say the kippah fell off and he prayed the Amidah without a head covering, what would be the deen? So we saw Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igrot Moshe in Helek Dalid in Siman Mem in Ot Yud Dalid said that if a person prayed b'shogeg b'giluy arosh, his tefillah is a to'evah. He's prayed like the goyim pray in their church without a head covering. Therefore, his tefillah is invalid, even if it was by ones. Hakam Avadya has brought that in Yalkut Yosef, argued on that. He wrote that in Haskamah to a book called Nesach Yosef. And he says, Hifriza Lamida. And he writes, Tezeh shenafla kipatom alav be'emsa tefillah lo ergish bekach, lo etkaven klal l'chukot akum. You didn't intend to be like a goy. Happened, you know, pshita de lo avar and pshita that is tefillah is going to be okay. The next question they discussed was, could you answer amen, begilui rosh? That's a big machloket in itself, because if you hold that hidhur is kedibur, well, he says Shadavat b'machlokat the posuk b'miru kedibur. Miu midas shkalo nafka v'lamal nekres rosho b'machlokat v'avi le'mizva b'avera. Alchen asul la'arher b'devet Torah k'shu b'gilui rosh. Thinking of the devet Torah. Chama v'yahol z'ma'asen yabiyomer chalek vav that you're allowed to think of the devet Torah without a kippah on, because we hold the ma'asen who is lav kedibur. And then Chama v'yah writes also that it'll be permissible to even answer amen without a without a kippah on. Of course, a tehillah one should, but b'di avad, as brought down in Yalkut Yosef Chalek Aleph, Siman Shin Chaf Aleph, on the footnote on the bottom in Yud. The next question I have is a person allowed to say shalom to his friend when his friend is not wearing a kippah? Because he's going to answer back shalom aleicha, and shalom is one of the names of God. Moshe Feinstein was against it. Also in Igrot Moshe, Yalkut Yosef brings down from his father, again, Yabia Omer, that it's okay. And he brings different reasons why it would be okay to tell somebody Shabbat Shalom, even though the other person is not wearing a kippah, there's room to be mekel. Of course, it's not a shame that you're not allowed to erase. The last thing we saw today was the Gabe erasing or saying the name God without a kippah. So even Rav Moshe Feinstein was very strict when it comes to covering one's hair. He said that you can say the word God and you don't have to have a... He's talking to teachers in public schools and things like that. So they're allowed to say the Pledge of Allegiance and things like that to teach, even though their heads are not covered. Okay, we'll stop here. Oh, hello, I'm